The mystery of the seed is a shadow of the law that governs life, the law of cause and effect. There are two kinds of seeds, tangible and intangible seeds. Tangible seeds are for the soil of the earth, while intangible seeds are for the soil of the human mind. Every physical invention is a result of intangible seeds that were first planted and nurtured in the soil of the mind. For you to understand the seed philosophy, you've got to understand the modus operandi of tangible seeds. Mustard seeds, for instance, are one of the smallest seeds on earth, but they produce large plants. An idea planted in the soil of the human mind can produce amazing results. Every human being was once a small seed planted in the uterus of a woman. When someone does something good, that is a viable seed that is planted in good soil. But when someone does something bad, that is also a seed, but a bad one, planted in bad soil. Every good or bad situation is a result of seeds that were planted. For there to be any form of success in life, the soil of the earth or the human mind must first be tilled, and then seeds are planted, watered, and nurtured until harvest time. Seeds that are planted, watered, and nurtured germinate into plants before any harvest. Every harvest is preceded by seeds that were planted. Fear, envy, hatred, doubt, anger, slander, depression, resentment, and discouragement are all powerful but negative seeds. Never plant such seeds in the garden of your life. On the other hand, courage, hope, love, patience, joy, and determination are good seeds to sow in the soil of one's life. Every wise sower must guard his or her seed and crops cautiously. Seeds must first be planted on fertile soil, watered and nurtured before harvest can appear. This farming analogy explains the process and philosophy of attaining one's goals in life. The seed philosophy proves that success is not necessarily the result of good luck. Success is predicated upon sowing the right seeds in the right soil, the right way, and at the right time. The laws of the universe are principles that govern life. Whoever breaks the law of productivity will suffer for it. Those who adhere to these laws would likewise benefit from them. The seed philosophy explains the law of cause and effect, a law that governs this material world. Your potential is good soil to plant great ideas, diligence, and determination. You've got to be a master gardener in order to cultivate the seeds that you sow in the soil of your mind. If you maximize good opportunities, that in itself is sowing in good ground. But if you fritter away good opportunities, that will be tantamount to planting in bad soil. Hope is a fuel for the vehicle of perseverance, a vital tool for success. One multifunctional key to success is the ability to sow carefully, wisely, and consistently. The condition of the soil in which you plant your seed is key to success, be it tangible or intangible seeds. There are different types of soil. There is the hard ground soil, the rocky ground soil, the thorny ground soil, as well as the good ground soil. If you imbibe the virtue of diligence, integrity, patience, and discipline in every aspect of your life, you can be sure that you'll be sowing in good ground. But if you lack determination, sense of purpose, focus, vision, patience, tolerance, and honor, you inadvertently will be planting poisonous seeds in bad soil. The seed principle is universal. It works in every facet of life. Whenever you invest positively to enhance your relationships, you sow powerful seeds for a brighter tomorrow. Good relationships are evidence of well-tended gardens of diligent sowers. Positive attitude is good seed to sow and cultivate in your life because it creates a good forecast for a successful harvest. An old proverb says, "Give a man fish to eat, and you feed him for a day. But teach him how to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime." But what about someone who is taught how to fish and lacks a fishing net or money to own one? Someone may be skilled in the use of the computer, for instance. But what happens when he or she doesn't have a computer or money to acquire or access one? Our actions and inactions on daily basis are seeds planted in the soil of life. Everyone reaps more than they sow. When someone says kind or hurtful words to others, such words can produce happiness or sorrow or discouragement. Seeds can only multiply when planted in good ground. Therefore, plant seeds of hope, love, and encouragement. Every verbal seed that you sow will fall into the soil of someone's mind and take root therein. As the saying goes, when you sow sparingly, you'd likewise reap sparingly. But when you sow bountifully, you'd also reap bountifully. So if you desire to succeed in life, you've got to plant many good seeds. Whenever you plant seeds of gossip, remember that you'd in turn reap slander. Unfortunately, many folks cannot live without gossiping. They seem to derive happiness when they bask in gossip and slander. Remember, anyone who sows the wind would reap the whirlwind. Some people so repetitiously attempt to reap in places they never sowed. One of the greatest miracles on earth is the miracle of the seed that is planted in the soil of life, which climaxes into a harvest. Sow your ideas, your ambitions, your hopes, and determination into the fertile portion of your mind. Nurture your seeds diligently and watch for the miracle of a harvest. Never underestimate the power of the seed philosophy. Here's the story of Andrew Carnegie, who was one of the most financially successful people on earth many years ago. He lived from 1835 to 1919. He was an American industrialist, one of the pioneers of the expansion of the American steel industries. Undoubtedly, he was an incredible philanthropist whose priority goal was to empower people. He once said, and I quote, "I will spend the first half of my life earning a fortune and the second half of my life giving it all away," end of quote. And so it was. By the time of his passing, he had given out over 90% of his earnings to charities. In 1919, Carnegie had given out over $340 million, which is currently estimated to exceed $300 billion. That's amazing. We should likewise aspire to help the needy, because that is a very effective and productive seed to sow. The needy is not necessarily the poor. Anyone can have a need. King Solomon, an erstwhile monarch of ancient Israel, was a man who is universally ascribed to be one of the richest and wisest men who ever lived. History records that he was certainly the richest person in his time, as his fortune is chronicled to have dwarfed any other person's wealth before and during his time. His wealth is currently estimated to be over $2.1 trillion. Was he actually the wisest man who ever lived? Not sure about that. Was he wiser than great philosophers like Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, Confucius, or the French writer Voltaire, the English playwright Shakespeare, or Albert Einstein, the theoretical physicist? Just asking. You see, history records that King Solomon started very well at the inception of his reign. He is not noted to have fought battles like his father King David. We are convinced that he was the wisest man in his days, but it is obvious that he eventually lost it at some point. Wisdom can be infiltrated by the mercenaries of foolishness and imprudence if it is not harnessed circumspectly. It is on record that King Solomon had great insight and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand of the seashore. It is also a fact that he built the most fascinating temple on earth during his reign. Certainly wealth and fame had got the better of him. History further records that even the Queen of Sheba, who once traveled to see King Solomon just to confirm if all she had heard about him was true, was overwhelmed by King Solomon's stupendous affluence. However, in spite of all his fortunes and magnificence, here's what King Solomon said, "All that my eyes desired, I did not refuse them," end of quote. That certainly is evidence that King Solomon's wisdom had been infiltrated by the insurgents of profligacy and absurdity. You see, inordinate love for money and fame does not bring happiness. The abnormal use of money often attracts unhappiness. Sex, alcohol, and the so-called pleasures of life do not guarantee happiness. King Solomon tagged them vanity upon vanity. Truth be told, King Solomon got it wrong when he married 700 wives and flirted with 300 concubines. What a terrible seed he sowed. King Solomon amassed women like they were antiques. One man planted 1,000 women in his bosom. Undoubtedly, that was absurd self-indulgence. One of the greatest tragedies of life is when someone's mind is polluted by bad seeds, or when someone's mind is subjected to a rusty state of dormancy. To whom much is given, much is also expected. Now let us move from the seed philosophy to analyze the ant philosophy. Listen to what King Solomon had to say about ants. I quote, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer, no ruler. Yet it stores its harvest in summer and gathers its food at harvest." End of quote. Everything on earth has a purpose. Even mosquitoes, flies, rats, spiders, ants, worms, and cockroaches. Ants give us a fascinating philosophy for success. They have been in existence for over 100 million years. They are fascinating little creatures that can outwit humans. They are known to remarkably cooperate amongst themselves, which enhances their survival. Do you know that ants have the capacity to carry objects at 50 times their body weight because their muscles are very strong? They are also the most populous living creatures on Earth. Researchers indicate that there are about 2.5 million ants for every single human being on Earth. Isn't that astonishing? Multiply 2.5 million ants by over 8 billion people on Earth. Also, there are about 15,000 distinct species of ants the world over. But they all have peculiar traits like diligence, focus, and determination. Ants are incredible farmers. They started sowing and reaping before humans. Indeed, they are effective team players. Ants are always very busy. They are exceptionally magnificent in their diligence. Ants care about each other and share things together. Their saliva has a form of antibiotics that protect their entire colonies from adverse impact of diseases. They are very effective communicators as they clitter most effectively amongst themselves. Most humans do not like ants because they can cause a lot of damage. So, ants are often targets of extermination. But do you know that without ants, the world would be a very difficult place to live in because they are a vital part of the overall global ecosystem? It is important that we all imbibe the virtues of ants. They hardly quit. If they are moving towards achieving a goal and you try to stop them, they maneuver their ways around every obstacle they encounter. They can climb over any obstacle, no matter how big such an obstacle is. They can go under and around every obstacle. Let us therefore imbibe the resilience of ants to succeed. Ants also plan ahead. They are tomorrow thinkers. In this regard, they are smarter than a lot of human beings who never consider tomorrow's possibilities. During the dry season, ants plan for the rainy season. They save for the rainy day. For you to be a success in life, you've got to save and plan for the rainy day, just like ants do. There's so much to learn from these magnificent little pests. Do you know that ants are very courageous? As mighty as human beings are in comparison to ants, they are not scared about humans. They will climb human bodies if they have the opportunity to, not afraid that they could be crushed. They have a radical approach to achieve their goals. Ants teach us to be brave, so no matter how huge your challenges are, you must never chicken out. Ants also teach us to be our brother's keeper. They train their peers by leaving chemical trails that allow their peers to follow their tracks to success. Ants adapt to any environment that they find themselves. For instance, if you build a new magnificent house today, you will still find ants living with you. Even the private quarters of the president of any nation can be invaded by ants because they can outwit any VIP security detail. So when circumstances around you change, endeavor to adapt to such changes. Let us learn great wisdom from one of the smallest creatures on earth. They are not lazy. They do not loiter about, hoping to get giveaways like most people do. They have powerful sensors for taste and smell. We should likewise develop great sensors for success. And just like King Solomon said, consider the ways of the ant and be wise.